only by less than 2% in Nevada. 83% reporting, less than 2% lead. In Alaska, I guess I should say Alaska is going to go to Republican either way for the Senate seat right there because it's two Republicans running against each other. It's a weird election thing they have up there. And then in Arizona, with still only 70% reporting, so it's only gone up 7% more from yesterday. But with only 7% reporting, Mark Kelly, the Democrat, leads Blake Masters by a little less than 5%. So they still have 30% of the votes to come in, and I guess it's not good enough to call it yet. So they're waiting. So we still have four Senate races we don't know the results of. We have we have quite a few House seats we still don't know yet, and the governor's seats. Once again, Arizona, Nevada, Alaska, but also Oregon. We don't know the results of the Oregon gubernatorial race there either. So in Alaska, Mike Dunleavy leads Les Gara by 30 points almost with 80% reporting. But see, that last 20% are in the cities. And so it could shift pretty dramatically when you're talking about such a low population in Alaska. That's why they haven't called that race yet. Arizona, Katie Hobbs leads Carrie Lake by less than 1 percentage point at this point, but 0.8%. With still, like I just said, only 70% reporting. That's only gone up 7% since yesterday. In Nevada, the Republican leads by less than 4% of the vote in Nevada. And in Oregon, the Democrat leads by less than 4% of the vote with only 79% reporting. So we have four gubernatorial races we don't have the results of yet either. Kind of bizarre. Now, either way, with this, you know, you look at it and you go, okay, where's the red wave? It wasn't a red wave. It's still looking like Republicans gained seats, though. It is still looking like Republicans grew. And so that's not a loss, right? But it wasn't what a lot of people were expecting. A lot of the pundits were expecting. Now it's starting to give us a little bit of a bigger picture about why. We had more young people go to vote, like Generation Z went to vote more than they have in any other midterm in the past 30 years. The turnout for young voters was the second highest in the past 30 years. And so they're looking at Generation Z as and the younger generation as being a big reason why the red wave didn't necessarily happen. And you think, oh, but why? Why the younger generation? What did they do that staved off the red wave? Here's one example. Exit polling shows that nearly 70% of single women voted Democrat in the midterms. 70% of single women, which, yes, I know single women are more than just younger individuals, but a lot of them are younger. And so that had a lot to do with the movement. So once again, we were talking about yesterday, what were the reasons? Was it because of this? Was it because of that? Was it because of, you know, whatever? Were they just happy with government control? Or are they just voting D? Or are they just voting down ballot? You know, just vote D down the ballot or vote R down the ballot. Or is it the abortion issue? Was the abortion issue a factor? Well, in some states, it definitely was a factor. Particularly blue states like Pennsylvania and Oregon and places like this, it was definitely a factor. And now we're getting the exit polling showing that, yes, single women came out in droves, the second highest turnout for young people that we've ever seen, and one of their biggest issues they were doing? Abortion. That's what they cared about more than the economy. You know, we kept talking about the economy, kept talking about gas prices, energy prices, the war in Ukraine, and national security, border control. And they're like, nope, that doesn't matter as much as me being able to get an abortion. Oh, okay. So that's what it came down to for a lot of them. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives. And then I want to tell you about Matt Gaetz's op-ed that he wrote yesterday. That's next.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout Pensacola. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on University Parkway getting onto Davis Highway, as well as Olive Road right near Davis, as well as pretty backed up. Still seeing slowdowns as you move eastbound on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge, as well as 29 going northbound. This is going to be approaching Muskogee Road. If you see something else and have a traffic tip, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, Congressman Matt Gaetz, our representative from here in the panel, just recently reelected at his largest margin ever, wrote an op-ed yesterday. And I was like, wow. And it came out like right at the end of our, right at the end of the show. But the op-ed was on thedailycaller.com, and it says, America needs Trump back in the White House. And he goes on and explains basically that, one, everything was better in America when Trump was president compared to Biden. I think there's very few people who are honest who would disagree with that statement. That's true. But then, so he says, so things were better with Trump. That's one reason to bring him back. But then he also says that he was starting to drain the swamp, but he was just beginning. And he needs to get back in there and finish doing the job of draining the swamp. The other thing he was saying was there's a bunch of mega donors who are trying to find more moderate candidates to go against Trump, like Mike Pence. And we need somebody strong to finish the job that Trump started, and nobody can finish the job better than he himself. One part that was kind of, I don't want to say red flag or what, but one part that just kind of stood out was he said that we don't need an imitation. We need the real thing. And, you know, I reached out to him. He's not really getting back, but I'd like to see, is he talking about no DeSantis? Is that what Representative Matt Gaetz is trying to say? Is we don't need a DeSantis. We don't need a Nikki Haley. We don't need a Kristi Noem, we don't need a Kerry Lake, we just need Trump. Is that what he means by no imitations? And I thought that was kind of interesting looking at it. But he did finish up by saying this. We would be giving up by not having Trump as a Republican nominee in 2024. It would actually be a reward to the scumbags on January 6th committee and all those who are aligned against our movement. Donald Trump started this and has no intention of being a retiree. He earned our trust by keeping his promises. America is broken under Biden. Trump alone can fix it. So, Representative Matt Gaetz, no sooner getting reelected and already starting to campaign for Trump. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's a couple of texts here. It was more like a red drip or a red sprinkle. Yeah, I saw. Actually, MSNBC, I got to give credit where credit's due. MSNBC said instead of being a red wave, it was a red ripple, which does kind of count. It does kind of sound catchy to say that. Here's one that says, maybe that's the only way some of those single women can get a D. Oh, boy. Like the Democrat vote. Isn't it interesting how many of the younger generation who vote just blue, no matter who, tend to also be the ones complaining about everything is so expensive? They can't earn a living wage or afford to go to a movie or a concert, so they need student loan forgiveness, etc. Oh yeah, they do not tie. They do not connect the dots. They can't connect the dots right there. That the reason why they can't afford things are because of Democrat policies. They look at states like California, Illinois, and New York, where it's outrageous to live. And it's expensive in Massachusetts. They don't connect the dots that it's Democrat policies that makes it so expensive to live in those places. And they don't connect the dots that the reason why energy prices are so much higher right now, and therefore gas prices and electricity and things like that are so much higher, are because of policies. They do not get that. Being able to get away with murder is more important to them than the economy going down the toilet. This is another text. Another text says, I think old boy Matt wants to be part and of what he was asking for. I think old boy Matt wants that pardon that he was asking for. Gotcha. Well, I don't know if he even needs it anymore. I mean, the latest is now that they're dropping any investigation into him. So I think that's not a concern. But what might be happening, maybe, is We know that Mike Pence isn't going to be the VP pick if Trump does run again, right? So who is he going to get as his VP pick? He's been blasting DeSantis recently, so probably not DeSantis. Maybe Matt Gaetz is trying to, maybe he's campaigning to be the VP. Look, I'll be your biggest cheerleader. You know, pick me as your VP candidate. I don't know. Another text. The right to kill unborn babies supersedes the economy, the border, the crisis, inflation, etc. in the young female Democrat mind. That is very sad. And then here says, I was told there would be a wave. I was told there would be a red wave. Wah, wah, wah from the right wingers. There you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Come next newsroom.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' robin.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a few texts in here pertaining to the election. We also we got a phone call. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. Not really seeing our typical afternoon traffic moving nicely. You will see some slowdowns as you get out of Pensacola going towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge, as well as northbound on 29 near Muskogee Road. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go to our News Radio 92.3 hotline to Miss Patty. Miss Patty wants to weigh in on the election results and the exit polling. Miss Patty, what's on your mind?
Hi there, and I'm glad to be calling in. Thanks for taking my call. With regard to the single women, I really feel like we ought to call abortion what it is. It's very important to these women that they can kill unborn babies in the womb. Secondly, and with regard to the red wave, in the state of Florida, over the last two sessions especially, there's been a lot of election integrity legislation that has passed, and I can't help but to think that other states, had they had election integrity laws in place, they might be looking a whole lot more like the state of Florida. And by the way, I'm Patty Burke, and I'm the state committee woman for Santa Rosa County Republican Party.
Excellent. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it. And you know, I actually was reading a bunch of stuff about that as well, of what you talk about, election integrity laws. And you look at the way here you got Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Alaska still trying to do vote counting. We had ours all wrapped up very quickly in our state, and for one. And then two, we had these election integrity laws in place, and so we didn't have as much doubt or anything like that. And yet here we did have a red wave in Florida. And yet we didn't have one anywhere else. And I've been seeing a lot of that comparison going, I wonder if the reason why Florida had a red wave and other places didn't is because we actually had more secure election laws. That's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's something I've not brought up yet. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's part of the equation. But if you look at the state of New York on Real Clear Politics, there were four congressional seats that flipped to Republican. And my guess is those were not on the radar, because if you follow Catherine Engelbrecht, and she's one of my personal heroes, and actually we invited her to speak to the Gulf Coast Patriots Group in May of 2021, and you may know that she was imprisoned because she wouldn't cough up an informant's name that actually was employed by the FBI, which was giving them information about a Chinese company that leaked information about poll workers in a few locations, including Los Angeles County. But if you follow her, which I have for about 10 years now, there's a lot going on. In fact, when she was here in 2021, I was able to spend quite a lot of time with her, and she really wasn't convinced that there was any nefarious things going on outside of our country, at least with bad actors that were outside of our country. Now she's realized that that is not true. There is a lot of stuff going on and manipulation, and we would do well to harden our election processes and make sure that our vote's actually counted.
Well, Patty, I appreciate you calling in and weighing in. You can call back anytime. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. We got to hurry and get quick top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
All right, top trending news this hour. President Biden today talking at a DNC event, taking a little bit of a victory lap.
Representatives, any Democratic president's first elected midterm. At least 40 years. We had the best midterms for governors since 1986.
And, of course, he said Tuesday was a good day for democracy, a strong night for Democrats.
Yep, very very good one right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of texts. I'm sorry I can't get to all of them. I appreciate them, though. I'm definitely reading them. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Come up here next. Remember, two counties in Oregon joined 11 others in seceding. I'll tell you a big reason why. Come up next.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight and I forget the pain? I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. You can also give us a call. That's 850-437-1620. The numbers are the same. And there's, let me tell you about the Pensacola Opera 40. It's called 40 Forward. Celebrating four decades of opera in Pensacola. It's coming up this Saturday. 16 thrilling vocalists will take the center stage at the historic Sanger Theater to present an unparalleled one-night-only gala concert supported by the Pensacola Foo Foo Fest. So be sure to check that out as well. A couple other texts that we were just real quick pertaining to the election results, things like that. Well, actually, first, let me hit the top three stories. So top three stories, first of which is that Republicans are eyeing a narrow win in the House, but Democrats are still holding out hope as the ballot counting continues. Sandy Hook families win overall $1.4 billion from Alex Jones with the latest ruling, and a judge has frozen his assets now. The Dow has popped up to 1,200-point increase. The S&P jumped. The biggest rally in 2 years after the inflation report came out. That looks like inflation dropped a little bit. So there you go with that. Then, so going back to some of these things here, I got one here. It says, I think if you remember, President Trump indicated that he should have had two more years on his term because of all the issues the Democrats were causing him. Let me pause right there. This is in response to Matt Gaetz, our representative here in the Panhandle, who came out with an op-ed yesterday and basically says we need Trump back in and we can't have any imitators, just Trump. And all right, so going on here, he says he then seems to be enamored with Putin and the Chinese emperor. January 6th is another example of his fascist tendencies. No, I voted for him twice, but I'll never do it again, end quote. Then another one text here says, hey, Bobby, they're scared of DeSantis because they know if he runs, he'll win by a landslide, not a couple of thousand votes. Possibly. I mean, I've said yesterday, I definitely think Trump is threatened by DeSantis. That's why he's going after him already. I was just surprised to see that Matt Gaetz already jumping on the Trump bandwagon, like not letting it, like what's the purpose behind it? What's the motivation behind already aligning with Trump so early? And that's what I was thinking. It must be something along the lines of like maybe he's vying for the VP pick or something. I don't really know. Let's see here. Look at all the red. It's sad that we are run by little blue dots. And it's talking about when you look at the different states, particularly the congressional districts, how much of the country is red. Yeah, when you look at it county by county around the country, it's red. This is why, by the way, I was going to bring this up next week, but might as well just bring it up right now. This is why the Electoral College matters. So that we not run by L.A. and New York City and Miami. So the whole country, we don't choose the president based on that. That's why the Electoral College matters. And let's see here. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout Pensacola. We are still seeing some slight slowdowns as you're getting off of I-110 eastbound onto Avalon Boulevard, as well as Highway 90 as you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace eastbound due to construction on the bridge. Expect some slowdowns. Looking good throughout Gulf Breeze through 98, though. Really nothing to slow you down there. We do have one accident reported on Airport Boulevard right near College Parkway that's showing some slight slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I was saying I was surprised that Matt Gaetz wrote an op-ed yesterday in the Daily Caller, basically saying we need Trump back. Part of what he's sound, it's, hey, everything was better under Trump. But what surprised me is the part when he says we need Trump to go back and fix things and finish the job. No imitators. And that seemed like to be a dig at Governor DeSantis or Nikki Haley or any of these others. And I was surprised to see him this soon after the election already getting on the Trump bandwagon, per se, or getting on the Trump train. And, you know, what's the motivation there? Is he vying for a VP pick or something? Got a text here that says, Bobby, it's probably because DeSantis won't protect Gaetz. Trump will. This is going back to the investigation pertaining to Gaetz, I assume. Matt Gaetz is brown-nosing Trump. This is what a text came in here. And finally, Gaetz is teeing up for Trump's announcement next week. Yeah, that's probably definitely what's going on here as well. Here's another one. Sounds like he's trying to ride some coattails. Problem is, I think he grabbed the rolls. Oh, interesting. And then, I do want to bring, for 2 weeks, we heard it could take days to get a final tally of all the ballots, the mail-in ballots, the drop box ballots in Pennsylvania. Interestingly, they completed all their ballots counting in one night, as it should have been done. But they managed to re-elect a dead representative, a stroke, brain-damaged, impaired man who can't stitch together complete sentences for a job that requires debating, asking questions, and delivering statements. Yeah, that is what happened. Good point as well. And finally here, Bobby, I don't know if you announced it yet, but the Blue Angels show is tomorrow. Or it's Saturday, and the practice is tomorrow. Yeah, you're right. I do want to bring that up as well. So I appreciate you giving us that little bit of a reminder. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
Thursday Night Football tonight. Big game in the NFC. Atlanta Hawks taking on the Carolina Panthers on Prime Video at 7:15. The NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 6:30 with the Hawks against the 76ers as well. NCAA football, 6:30 on ESPN. Tulsa takes on Memphis at 6:30 on ESPN2. It'll be Georgia Southern against University of Louisiana. Then in sports news, the Washington, D.C. Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, against the actual Commanders team and Roger Goodell and the NFL. This all pertains to workplace, hostile workplace environment, as well as misappropriation of finances. LeBron James injured his adductor yesterday. He has an adductor strain, and he'll be out for at least a week, maybe even longer than that. Let's go ahead and get our CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. The NFL heads to Germany for the first time in the regular season this weekend. No one, and I mean no one, predicted the star quarterback in Munich was going to be Geno Smith. If this trend continues, there could be a whole country who thinks Geno Smith is better than Tom Brady. Geno could become the David Hasselhoff of the NFL. Popular in America, but a superstar in Germany. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, there you go. That's the CBS Sports Minute. So yesterday, one of the things I've been talking about the last 2 days as well is two of the counties in Oregon voted to secede from Oregon and join Idaho. They need... there's already nine or 11 other counties that already voted to do the same thing. If they get, I think it's 4 more counties to vote that they are willing to secede to go to Idaho, then they can take the next step, which is the state legislature, their state, Oregon state legislature would have to approve that. And then the U.S. Congress would have to approve that as well. And then that would make Idaho a massive state. That covers what is currently eastern Oregon, as well as what is currently already Idaho. And the reason why the county is being controlled by, Portland, and they're being controlled by the west coast of their state. And so they're wanting to secede and join Idaho because Idaho's policies, Idaho's rules and their thinking aligns more with theirs. For example, gun control. In fact, just yesterday, or just the other day, Oregon passed one of the most strict gun control measures in the country. That's going to create a database of all gun owners in the state. This is the kind of thing is the reason why those counties were trying to secede from Oregon and join Idaho. Is because of things like that. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. But I mean, it'll be very interesting to see what happens if they're able to do that. All right, it's Ben's Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get a traffic update with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110, really not seeing too bad of slowdowns. You will see some slight delays as you are getting off onto Avalon Boulevard if you're heading in the eastbound direction on I-10. If you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, expect slowdowns due to construction in the eastbound direction. Pine Forest north and southbound lanes showing typical afternoon slowdowns in between 9 Mile and I-10. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, tomorrow is one of my very favorite days. It's Veterans Day, and there's all sorts of things going on around the area tomorrow, including the Veterans Day ceremony that's going to happen at Veterans Memorial Park at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, there's going to be like 18 exhibits there. The keynote speaker is Captain Dale Dye. Let's see. All sorts of things going on there. The Pensacola Veterans Day Parade. Now, that's going to begin at Spring Street, go down Main Street, and at the park. That's going to be at 10:30 tomorrow. Also, some events going on in Santa Rosa County tomorrow. Veterans Day ceremony and cookout. That's going to be at the Santa Rosa County Veterans Memorial Plaza at 11 a.m. There's a ceremony in Navarre at Navarre Park at 11 a.m. And also a ceremony at the VFW Post 4407. That's going to be at 11 o'clock, too.
All right. Thank you very much for that update. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Biden agrees to come to the table with Republicans as long as it's on his terms. So he's willing to negotiate with them, you know, as long as they're willing to agree with him. Raphael Warnock has kicked off his Georgia Senate runoff against Herschel Walker over in Georgia. So like I said before, we still have four Senate seats we do not know the results of. But one of them, Georgia, we're not going to know until after the runoff election, which is December 6th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty. Isaac Newton believed the world would end in 2060. Not based on his scientific studies or findings, but based on an extreme religious belief that he developed late in his life. There's a place called Inaccessible Island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Because of weather patterns, it's only possible to get there 1 week a year. It's called Inaccessible Island. That's pretty bizarre. The very first cyber attack in the world happened in 1988 when a student at Cornell University wrote a program to detect how many computers were connected to the internet. It wound up clogging the entire thing.